Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who got their first win of the season, beating the Jets 27-21. Darren Waller caught two touchdowns in his Dolphins debut. Next up, the Dolphins will head to Carolina on Sunday. And this just came out from Adam Schefter about 5 minutes ago. He says, in addition to dislocating his knee, Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill also tore multiple ligaments in his knee, including his ACL. Hill remains hospitalized, will undergo surgery today. Moving over to the Panthers, they beat the Hurricanes 4-3 in overtime. The Cats will continue the preseason tonight against the Lightning. The puck drops at 7 o'clock from the Kia Center in Orlando. The Joe Rose Show begins now.
You fake it to Gordon, too, on the move, and flips into the end zone for a touchdown. The second time, it's Darren Waller, the new Dolphin tight end, making a huge impact in his first game since January.
Yeah, this is why you play fake, and this is why you motion. Brandon Stevens has got Darren Waller in man coverage. Traffic, right? This is Stevens right here. Watch the flow of the backer on the play fake and them collide. That backer collides with Stevens. Waller's free. Tua does a beautiful job of that ball fake, and there's Waller uncovered.
First and goal. Dolphins trying to quickly answer the electric touchdown by Fields. Achane eludes a tackler and scores. Miami does answer. Beautiful run-pass mix on the drive. Penalty aided. And Miami goes back on top by double digits.
What did we talk about with this Jets defense? Communicating for not busting coverages. We just saw it in the last play. And then you get this little jab, jab, whirly bird, and then poor tackling. And that's been the story of this Jets defense. One missed tackle, two missed tackles, three, four, five missed tackles.
I think we've gotten better, and we had to. You always have to. But it definitely has felt, we've had several instances of winning football. Winning football to me is complimentary three-phase football, where sometimes the momentum starts with a punt, and that's what our team has to understand. Sometimes the momentum starts, you have several explosives given up on the ground, but you stay with it, make them earn every yard, and then you get a takeaway. You know, I think we've had six quarters of complimentary football has existed, and as a result, it's been a much tighter game against our opponents, and you know, we're finding ways to clean up our game while continuing to improve, and that's just paramount. It's paramount in this league, and as soon as you start to feel comfortable, you get humbled, and you know, the biggest thing is in moments where it's a one game loss, two game losing streak, a three game losing streak, it can make or break you. And you know, the biggest thing is that you want guys to come together and really thrive when the odds are against you. Generally, for a season that helps, that's the formula. But the biggest thing for us is to file that away. They'll get tonight to appreciate the win. Then we'll have one day off tomorrow for the guys, and then we'll be back at it Wednesday. And you have to go at it again with as much fever as you had when you had zero wins, if you want to have two wins. And so I'll be excited to do that. Getting in the win column took longer than we wanted, but it is satisfying, and I was happy for the team to get that feeling, and also how to approach a work week after a win, which we'll get to tomorrow or next day.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's.
All right, and with little Mike McDaniel there from last night, we say good morning to everybody. 27-21 final. Crazy game. Lot of craziness in the game. And let's start with the Tyreek Hill news. Woody just came out with the latest from Adam Schefter, who talks directly to Drew Rosenhaus. So had a lot more information, and obviously it's bad, and they didn't know how bad it was. Dislocated, and saw the comments from the doctor last night, and so anyway, it's moving on, and we'll be talking about that and how you move on with this offense. I got to say this, surprise last night, Darren Waller, who hasn't played football for a long, long time, has missed basically the last two camps, one because he was retired, and this one, they just took it real slow, getting him back, and he missed the first three games. And Mike, to be fair, Mike said, I don't know if he's going to play this week or if we might be moving on. It's a good thing he didn't move on, because Darren Waller looked really good. Like, I was shocked on how quick he looked, how athletic he looked, obviously fresh legs, but still has it. Man, I can't imagine for me taking that much time off in your 30s and being that good as he was last night. And I got to say, Mike McDaniel dialed up one of the best game plans for a team that desperately needed a win. But in general, it didn't matter what, whether they'd won four in a row or lost four in a row. One of the best game plans of getting people involved, from Darren Waller involved in the red zone to getting two outside the pocket on bootlegs and receivers open on crossing routes. It was sticking with the running game, the breakdown, 31 runs, actually ran the ball a lot more than they threw it last night. And, it helped Tua. Thought Tua looked good, 17 of 25, two touchdowns and no turnovers. But, yeah, Mike was on his game last night. That was a really, really good game plan. Really, really good game plan. On the other side of the ball, there were some good things, but running for 200 yards is not a good thing, and that still got to get cleaned up. I thought the Jets were not well coached. I'm trying to be nice about this. I was trying to think how to say this. They have been complaining about poor tackling. They had that again last night. They looked sloppy, just three turnovers, 13 penalties. You got a nice game plan running the football, and they decided to get away from it and start throwing the ball, and it was just a disaster in the first half. And then all of a sudden, their quarterback got it rolling a little bit there in the second half and made some really good throws down the field, got a little time to throw, and he got going a little bit, ended up having a decent night. But again, when you're struggling offensively and not a high-powered, explosive offense to start with, you can't turn the ball over three times. Twice offensively, I thought right off the bat, the first drive after the Dolphins had kicked a field goal, take a 3-0 lead, and I love the fact that Mike came out and said, hey, if we win the coin toss, we're going to take the ball. We got to get some offense going. We got to set the tone. Let's get all the demons at the end of the game out of from the last game and let's go. And they did. Went down and kicked a field goal, got some points. And then the Jets march right down the field, right down the field. I mean, punched us right in the mouth over and over again, kicked us into you-know-whats, and then turned the ball over. Great play down on the goal line to knock it out, recover the ball, and then take it 90-something yards and score a touchdown to make it 10-0. I just thought that flipped it. It's so demoralizing to be able to dominate and, like, we're going to run the ball between the tackles, and there's nothing you can do about it. 76 yards on the first drive running the football. And you're going, oh, my God. And it was nothing fancy. Just coming off the ball. And you're going, oh, boy, this could be. And listen, to the numbers, I don't care if you're up 10 or 14 or down 6 or 10. I mean, you can't let somebody run on you like that. That's still got to. Got to get better, and they did make some plays as the game went on to get some stops. But I just thought that flipped the game around. Nothing more demoralizing than marching down the field, physically dominating somebody the way they did, and not getting any points, and turn it over. Not even kick a field goal. A field goal would have been demoralizing the way they run it. And they're getting ready to go in. I don't know if he scores on that play or not. It was at the other end of the field, but it was real close on whether he was going to punch it in, but probably we weren't going to stop him on every snap. We hadn't stopped him at all on that first drive. So just a huge play and really changed things a little bit in that game. So it was a lot of crazy stuff in the game last night from Tyreek getting hurt, Darren Waller. Nobody saw that coming, how good he looked. And I mean, he looked quick. He got fresh legs, I get it, but, you know, you don't know when a guy hadn't played that long and all he's done is practice, and now he's in a friggin' game where they're tackling you.
Well, that first catch he made was insane, too. I mean, and he got the second foot down, which I watched, you know, in real, you know, time, and it looked like he wasn't going to get that foot down, and he tapped that thing, man. Well, that was pretty impressive.
To have a guy, and the guys were talking about it last night, and it's a great point, to have a guy 6'6", with all the smaller receivers to be able to throw it up in the back of the end zone. And if you're thinking of areas where you throw it up, it's the back of the end zone. My guy's going to catch it, or nobody's going to catch it.
Kind of a cool story, though, man. I think you and I both were Odell'd, and we just, like, we were damaged from what happened last year. With kind of grabbing a guy off the couch, but this was a cool story last night.
Well, listen, and it wasn't just us. I mean, Mike,
no, it was Mike, no one expected this.
Mike McDaniel literally was frustrated. You could tell. He said, "Well, he's got a hip problem a little bit." So
he did say he may play, he may not. We may have to. Yeah, you're right. It's exactly what he said.
And you're like, oh my God, this is. I mean, he's on the 53, and then last night he earned his money. A couple of touchdowns, 3 catches, 27 yards.
Speaking of earning their money, we find out how good Mike McDaniel is now that he lost his top guy.
Yeah, so that's listen. We'll get into all that stuff, and we got plenty of time to talk about. Some people are going to try to downplay Tyreek Hill. Don't downplay it. He is 10 100 meter guys that are true number one receivers on the outside. Don't grow on trees. There's a reason you pay those guys a lot of money, and he's no different. I've said nobody enjoys being on a football field and playing more than he did. Last night, he got the team going. He got, again, all short catches, but
he's your best player. You don't have to you know, sell anyone on. He's clearly your best player on offense outside of maybe Achan, but I mean, he's Tyreek's a special player. The problem now, Joe, is that injury is so significant. Who knows how he comes back, if he comes back at all from this thing. Being a speed guy, that's not an easy one to come back from.
He's got some serious. By the way, after going off the field last night, for most guys in pain and realize how serious it was, and he's.
He said some player, I forgot who it was, had tweeted out that Tyreek, because I don't know if you saw, Tyreek was on his phone as he was getting wheeled out there, and I guess he had told one of the guys that the reason he was doing all that, the smiling and the clapping, was to keep from passing out.
Yeah.
Said he was in so much pain.
Well, they knew right away, man, when they were waving for the – that was – somebody looked at it right away and said, oh, boy.
It looks so bizarre on TV. I know you guys are out there in the corner or whatever, but it looks so wild on TV. He was just laying there, and the thing was just a completely different angle. You know, it was brutal on TV.
Going forward without him for the first time, and listen, going out without him in preseason football has nothing to do with the regular season at all. Nothing for somebody that tried to throw that in last night. But he's going to be all the things he does and his threat to always run deep and to keep the safeties as deep as they've been. It's because of him, mostly because of him. And so you're going to lose some of that stuff. But, hey, man, I thought again last night, Mike's play calling was A-plus stuff, A-plus stuff. Rolling two outside the pocket, and made actually the offensive line. And I give play calling as well as those guys playing a lot better, a lot of credit. They're playing with some backups on the offensive line. And last night, Cole Strange got the start. So they went from Keon Smith to Daniel Brunskill. Brunskill got beat late in the game, and Cole Strange comes in here, who hasn't been here that long, former first-round pick with the New England Patriots, got released, and we pick him up, and he was in there last night. It looked like he did a good job. They're able to do a lot of things with it, but anytime that happens, and I think Mike being able to get a running game going, try to establish a running game, and then the play actions, and I can't remember Tua rolling outside the pocket so much, and a lot of them were naked bootlegs, and nobody's in front of him, and he's throwing the ball. He's got receivers. Those plays were so nicely timed. Three or four times last night, he rolled out, and as he looked up, the receiver was 10 or 15 yards down the field looking straight at him, so it wasn't he had to throw behind him or throw too far out in front. It was just it gave you the best chance, and they're easy throws for Tua, especially going to his left, being a left-hander. I just thought, I go, man, this Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He was
unbelievable. And he does the best he can with the limited stuff that he has to work with, right?
Yeah,
but he really does.
But he had a game plan, and he kind of snuck it out about Darren Waller in the red zone. We got a package, and I was kind of like, yeah, that makes sense. The biggest target.
They clearly weren't expecting that.
No, but they weren't.
No, he did a great job. I thought Tua looked a little bit frazzled again when they got some pressure on him, and then he made the one nearly fatal mistake where he slid a little bit too late, and he almost got his head taken off by Maui Noah there.
Well,
they were. He got up. He was smiling. You know.
No,
that thing was like
we got lucky. I call that we got lucky on that one, and he know on Monday Night Football had some fun with it. I thought Tua was fine last night, man. He did that game plan was absolutely in this game against that Jets defense was perfect. I can't say it enough for whatever you think about Mike. His game his play calling last night was really good, and there'll be a lot of time to talk about the defense still. Still got to clean some things up.
Mike's doing a fantastic job, and you got a crap team coming up here, right?
What'd I tell you yesterday?
You told me two wins
in 6 days.
You may be onto something there.
So anyway, hey, a little confidence going to Carolina. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here as we continue. Yeah, there was one somebody said to me, we got the win. That's the most important thing because, you know, everybody kind of waits around to see, but I'm not sure how I feel right now. And I know what they're talking about, losing Tyreek Hill, but Darren Waller's, you know, and bouncing back but yet felt like we were really controlling things, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there and it's a ball game. And so yeah, it gave you a little bit.
That's every game though. It's tough to close teams out. You know that.
Well, I think, and I was curious when Tyreek went out.
Because
those guys like him a lot. They understand how good he is. You don't – it would be if you could privately have rank your players on your team and nothing else, rank them on your team, how good they are on the football field on game day. Tyreek's –
probably number one, right?
Going to rank right up there. By the way, Achan is – he
Yeah.
He still doesn't get the credit as a running back that he should start getting. Some of the runs he makes.
He was great last night.
Red zone run again, another run after catch.
Guys are bouncing off him.
Yeah.
No, he was fantastic. Ollie Gordon, I thought, had some tough runs too.
Hey,
so.
The way he used everybody last night, man, Mike's dialed in on what he has on this team.
I thought the offensive line did a good job for the most part last night, right?
I did
protecting
say that.
Tua and open up some holes.
I'm glad you were listening because I was just talking. I just said that, and you brought it up again, so I knew it was good when we're both talking about it. Hey, we got to go to break here, Woody. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. By the way, while that's all going on, had media day yesterday. In camp, Tyler Hero out for a few months, and new players, Norman Powell, going to be a big part of this, especially with Tyler Hero out, and where do the young guys all fit in versus the veterans, and the whole thing, and what's it going to look like, what are going to be the expectations for this team, and Spo putting in some new stuff with the new start, knowing Jimmy Butler's not here from the start. On and on and on. But, hey, with all that.
Did you get a shot in at Jimmy Butler this morning?
Huh?
Did you just get a shot at Jimmy Butler?
That was not a shot.
All right.
That guy, for me, he doesn't.
Did you see him with the Warriors, by the way? You see he was all clean cut, no weird stuff on media day? He was all ready to go?
I haven't seen him since he was at the tennis tournament.
Well, you hate him.
I do. Not
you
a
really
fan.
Do.
Not a fan at all.
Put him on your list. He's on the list with Odell now.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's a few guys on that list, yeah. The guys that keep yapping and like.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What are you doing? Are you really trying to get another 401k program with another team? Hey, we got a little bit of time left for you to get out to your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. I got to tell you, it's still truck month going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers. And we got some great deals at all 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Yes, one close to you. And if you are looking for a truck, a durable Colorado is not a bad way to start. Nope, the Turbo Max engine, impressive torque, everything you need here in South Florida to really enjoy yourself. Or let's get into some serious business, the Silverado 1500, always ready, steady, and strong. I got to tell you, delivering all the power ever needed, advanced tech needed for the workday workhorse and the weekend warrior. Whether it's work hard or playing hard on the weekend with your toys, boy, I'll tell you what, a Silverado 1500 works for everybody. Silverado HD, hey man, legendary horsepower. One of the hardest working beds in the business, whether it's a mid-size, full-size, or heavy-duty truck. Chevy pickups, man, we've got one that's absolutely perfect for you and your lifestyle that you live right now. Hey, that full-time working truck, because you work full-time, sometimes 7 days a week, because that's how you make a living. Hey, see your South Florida Chevy dealers today. Take a test drive. They got great offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Portion of our team. We had offense up at the time, obviously, and so they're already close to the hash. And specifically, I saw him make eye contact and rip a joke or two to Waddle and Devon. And you know, I think a lot of guys got back into the game, you know, provoked by what he said verbally. You know, we've talked a lot about all the stuff that, you know, Tyreek has done this offseason. And a big portion is leading by example and connecting with his teammates. And he kind of utilized that connectivity to make sure that his team was finishing on the right end, you know. So he was inspiring in that situation, and I think his teammates benefited from that.
All right, Mike McDaniel talking about Tyreek Hill. You know, you realize anytime you play football that guy can get hurt, right? Crazy, craziness. We've seen guys injured, and most of the time, the good news is you're out a game or two, or you go on IR for at least 4 weeks, five, maybe six or something. But you know, hey, he'll be back, you know. And then occasionally we do get, hey, like IR, he's out for the year. But boy, I'll tell you, and you look at certain positions, Tyreek Hill has just been, I mean, he gets banged up. He's played through it. Even when he's been horse collared a couple of times, and he gets up and he limps off and he comes back in and he just keeps going. So you see what happened last night with this dislocated knee, and again was having himself a really good game. Probably going to go 10 plus catches last night with the routes and the way they're using them. And again, this is not the Tyreek Hill we got used to his first 2 years here, where it was one explosive play down the field after another. It was crazy, right? But in this new stuff that they're doing, shorter passes and not forcing it down the field, and whatever they're comfortable calling right now, he's adjusted and was on his way to having a real nice game. Had six catches for 67, and including the one on the sideline, and for him to go down and then instantly see the reaction to their sideline, you went, oh my God. The shocker one way on that with Tyreek's injury, and the other one, Darren Waller hasn't played forever and looked that good. I mean, and by the way, whether you were just watching, and I'm guessing most people didn't have high expectations. First of all, I can't believe how athletic and how well he runs for a guy that's been out of football that long. And so whoever did their homework, hey, man, good job from the whether it was the coaches, told the general manager to have two touchdowns in your first game after missing the first three. And, hey, look, he's been injured coming back. So he couldn't play for a few weeks. And they kept moving that starting date back further and further. And then last night, And Mike mentioned, hey, we got some stuff. We won doing the red zone with him. And boy, he did. He did. And
well, Joe, just real quick to update people, if they're just waking up this morning, the Tyreek injury, Adam Schefter, essentially this is like worst case scenario, right? They had said last night that there could be ligaments involved, and it looks like he tore all the ligaments, including the ACL. He's in surgery today. So
yeah,
it's essentially worst case scenario, looks like, for the injury.
Yeah, man. So, hey, you're number one guy, you know. I'm not downplaying it. You know, I was listening to the post game show going home, and look it, I want to put a positive spin on next man up, and you know, and I get it. Achan takes a bigger role probably than he does. Waddle is going to be the number one guy now to get the ball to, and that's going to be the next job for three catches. Now has to be 6, 7, 8 catches for Waddle, because he's going to be the number one guy. For everybody said, hey, you know, he's always played the second fiddle to Tyreek Hill. Now it's going to be Waddle's shot to show he's a number one guy, a real number one guy, not three catch 58 yards or three catches 30 yards. He's got to be a more targeted player. And with that, Malik Washington's role becomes bigger. Darren Waller, everybody steps up their role a little bit. But yeah. And I'm with it, man. I want to see what our former first round pick, our guy we drafted from Alabama, who has, you know, played with Tua since college. You want to see him take a bigger role. They had a lot of camp time together because Tyreek was out. So those guys spent a lot more time together throwing the ball, had a good camp together until Waddle got injured and missed some time. But yeah, so I think everybody understands that, and going forward, because you want to still be able to do a lot of the things you've done in these last two games, start against Buffalo, and then all the stuff you did last night to that Jets defense. And again, can't say enough about how good the play calling was last night. I'm just play calling, I thought, helped the offensive line. Sticking with the run game, that's another one. Like, oh, Mike always goes away from it. We get off to a good start. We're averaging 5.2 yards per carry, but we don't run it enough, you know. And last night, Mike goes, hey, man, we're going to get off to a good start. Ran it, you know, a lot more last night and had some success. Actually ended up running the ball more than they threw it last night. And so a lot of good stuff there. And then all the stuff to really help Tua last night, I liked. And by the way, I give Tua credit. You still got to be able to do it. But because you're running the ball, now you do these bootlegs with all this motion, and you got people thinking, you know, you got them, you know, crashing inside, and Tua's out. And in a lot of situations, it gave him a lot of time, and his receivers running across the field to be even with him. Just nice, easy throws. It's just at time, it just looked easy completions for, you know, 10 plus yard plays last night. So yeah, it was a lot of good stuff, a lot of good stuff from the offense. And, I'm guessing up in New York, it was bad. It was so bad. You start looking, and I'm not one always does this. I'm not that goes around blaming coaches every time I stub my toe and you go, well, that's a coach's fault. But the 13 penalties, the three takeaways, your coach has been talking, Aaron Glenn has been talking, one of our biggest problems, reading his stuff all week, poor tackling. And their tackling last night was poor again. ask Achan. Achan's like,
yeah, they're not going to win very many games.
They're
another team that's going to be in that quarterback market, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
You start looking into the early offseason here, the teams that are really bad. But
can I be honest with you, Woody? Because I think their offensive line is pretty good. They got first-round picks on the outside, on the tackles.
They did run the ball well, I guess. But
yeah.
So, they're a bad football team. But, hey, I'm just curious what you think. Because, like, just to give you an idea of what we're getting this morning. So, first of all, we're getting a lot of people are asking, is this the end for Tyreek? And obviously we don't know, but it very well could be, right? Speed guy, and that's just a really, really bad injury.
His game is all around speed, yes. Yeah. And the fact is that he is still considered to be, I was talking to Mike Mayock, who was doing the game for National Radio, Westwood One, and we spent a lot of time talking last night about Tyreek, and he said, I couldn't wait to get here and watch him run before the game, and I went back and looked, you know, former GM and NFL Network guy, and he was talking, and like me, I said, Mike, he went out and ran 10 100 meters. He didn't just – he left minicamp, and when it was done, minicamp was over, and while everybody else got 6 weeks off, he went out, and he obviously was getting ready for a couple of track meets, and he wanted to send a little message that, hey, all you guys and all you young guys that are 10 years younger, I want to let you know I'm still the fastest guy in football. Guys don't just show up on a track and run 10 100 meters. It just doesn't happen.
He still got it, man. That one play where he was running backwards and then he ended up getting a nice little gain out of it. I think they had a penalty that a holding call that brought it back. But that was like vintage Tyreek, where he was kind of got in the open field a little bit there.
And
they just can't get him the ball deep, which is like, you know.
Well,
that's a different problem for another day. But
yeah, exactly.
Not that it matters now.
The offense, you know, we've seen,
they're doing the best they can with their limitations.
Yeah, last week, it's not going to be. Now, I don't know how much the way everybody's going to play against us, to be fair. So with Tyreek out, do the safeties come up a little closer? Do they get a little more involved? Hey, it's nothing against Jalen Waddle. He's super fast too, but he's not in the.
Well, I know if I was
he's
Carolina,
he's not in the track meet.
If I was Carolina, I'd know how I'd approach this thing. I'd just blitz the hell out of him every time and Tua try to beat you. But I would not allow Achan to do what he did last night if I were opposing teams.
Well,
and the other thing is, Joe, just to give you what's coming in this morning is people are like, you know, we won, but it doesn't feel very good because the Jets are terrible. You barely beat them, and you lost your best player in the process. Well,
So it
doesn't have that like great glory feeling of a win.
And you reading it on top of it is just fitting this morning. But
I want to give you an idea what we're getting.
No. And I appreciate that. But I want to say this, man. You play who they put on the schedule. Okay, like the Dolphins didn't go, hey, is it our pick? We want the Jets and then Carolina in weeks 4 and 5 because they're going to be banged. No, you know, you play who's on your schedule. And I remember not too long ago, everybody said, hey, the Jets are better, going to be better than the Dolphins, and everybody's going to be better. So you play who's on the schedule. You're right. They did not look very good. They should have had a touchdown to start the game. The Dolphins make a great little play down on the goal line there. But hey, look at man, they won. And I get they didn't beat them by 20, but they won the game, and they're not going to get on apology. Can you imagine if we lost? But I do agree, man, there is a little Tyreek Hill hangover not having him out on the football field. So now.
I will admit that, yes, a loss last night, if they would have came back and won that game, it would have been devastating.
Double whammy right there.
I mean, this would have been blow it up Tuesday here, but.
So everybody gets a bigger role now, and we'll find out when some of the other offensive linemen come back. But
they got some winnable games coming up, man. They should be able to get back to 500, you would think, at some point here, maybe. There's really bad teams coming up.
Well, the team they're getting ready to play just looked.
They're horrible.
They looked really bad. Now they're back home. I know they're not on the road, but New England just pounded them. Then you come home to the Chargers, who lost to the Giants. Now, I don't know what people, maybe now everybody's got a crush on the Giants that they're really good football team.
I think the Chargers are a little bit better team than the Dolphins right now.
So anyway.
That's safe to say. But then you have the Browns on there too. Like the Browns are a mess.
Good on one side, not very good on the other. So anyway, yeah, but every game, these games are probably going to look a lot like last night's. There are going to be a lot of tight ball games. There will, even against teams that we've made up our mind. We got to, and I do it too. But yeah, you got to beat Carolina. You got to get to 2-3 Sunday on the road at 1:00. Yeah, I don't disagree. Hey, Woody, we got to go to break here, man. I do. Hey, listen, there's all kinds of stuff, and hey, look, if there's one guy I didn't want to lose last night, it was Tyreek Hill. I know everybody's losing guys, and, you know, every seems like we got a guy. I saw what somebody had a neck injury. Oh, the Ravens defensive tackle out for the year.
I'm with you, by the way. I don't want to like rain on your parade this morning here with all these negative texts and stuff. I know you're happy they got a win, and it is good, right? Like to be sitting here at 0-4 would be it'd be a bad morning.
Yeah, I'm not gonna treat it like 0-4. I'm gonna treat it like they got a win.
Yeah, but nothing changed, right? They're still a bad team.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Seemed like nothing changed in that regard, but at least you got a win.
Well, they did some good things to win. You can't win a game without doing some good things, Woody.
They did some good things the week before.
So anyway,
right?
Yeah. So what? You know what? You can't help yourself. You really can't. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. Woody, did you get some sleep last night? Because you look like you might have stayed up late. Yeah. No, I got a little bit. Hey, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Man, I got to tell you, hey, it doesn't matter what time it is. Those guys are working, and it's always been about great service. 37 years, Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Big Daddy started this thing with the air conditioning, and yeah, they've added the plumbing, understanding how important both of them can be for you and being able, you got to call on a Saturday or Sunday, and you got a plumbing problem, you got an air conditioning problem. They got trained and certified technicians. 135 trucks on the road every day, 7 days a week, 37 years in the business. I always tell everybody this about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. We lost Big Daddy Lenny, who started this whole thing. I was telling the story at dinner the other night. Very, very close to him through the years. Had a lot of Friday and Saturday night dinners with him and had a great time. And now Eric's running the show. He's still in the family. Mike, Chippy, all the rest of them over there. This thing is just getting bigger. It's getting better. Still about great service for you. Licensed, experienced plumbers. Great folks for all your air conditioning problems. And we have a warehouse right now full of air conditioning units and water heaters. That's right, water heaters as well. You need a new water heater. They can have, we got a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters ready to go for you right now. Same day installation is always the goal. That's part of great service. Financing plans. Hey, we're ready to take care of you at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. The next time you have an air conditioning or plumbing problem, you get a lot of experience and great people. Just go to 1-888-FIX-MY-AC or remember the name. It's Air Around the Clock. Here a couple ice cold ones last night at that the stadium. Late night, man. Late night. But Dolphins get their first win. Monday night football. And
love that earlier kick time, by the way. Big fan of that.
Oh, that big.
That hour's big.
That hour. That hour allowed me to shut my eyes for a few minutes, man.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's a big hour.
That's a big. That was big. Never know getting out of the traffic, man, when you're going to get home.
But, didn't even have to watch the other game, so it was perfect.
Yeah. Boy, that was
over quick.
That was a stinker. Speaking of, I always wonder how many teams in this league, if you lose your first quarterback, what the drop-off's going to be on your offense?
Significant. Every team.
Every team?
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's a reason they're backups, by the way, no, Joe. If they were any good, they'd be starting.
You're right. You're right.
There are a lot of teams looking for starters.
You're right. And that's why we see, because there is such a shortage. Guys get a second chance, and we got, what, three or four great stories of guys getting a second chance and going, apparently it wasn't you, it was us.
Well, you know what's always fun is when these guys, it's not fun to see them get hurt, but when they do get hurt, it's fun to see who the backups are. Because it's all these guys just get recycled on different teams.
Right.
Like Cooper Rush came in for Baltimore. It's like, who the hell knew?
No, it's
it's always, you know, interesting to see who pops up.
We've got guys, you know, another guy that's quietly made a lot of money is a backup quarterback, 15 years, Tyrod Taylor, 15 years.
We looked him up the other day.
Yep. He's bounced around. He's got a lot of starts. He's been on a bunch of teams. Next thing you know, hey, these guys are going to play as long as they can. I'll be honest with you. A couple million-dollar a year jobs don't grow on trees in the old world outside of sports. Maybe for a few guys, but if you're not a hot social media or podcaster, you're going to stay around. These guys love playing and love being a backup. But there's a lot
of... They all get opportunities to play.
And if you're really bored... Take a look at all the former first-round picks that are now lifetime backup quarterbacks, including...
One started for Washington.
Winston, Mariota, right there.
He was, what, two? Winston was one. Winston. Yeah, Winston's on the Giants, right?
He's really three, but it sounds like they're trying to get him... They want to get rid of Russell Wilson and make him two. No, so it's just crazy. The quarterback thing...
Mac Jones popped up in San Fran.
And by the way, how many times... We talk about two always hurt. Friggin' Joe Burrow's hurt. You know,
he might have missed more games career than Tua at this point, right? He must have.
Problem
he's going to miss the whole season.
Problem is when he plays, he's really freaking good. But
hey, man, Cincinnati hasn't done him any favors, though, either.
Well,
putting stuff around him outside of those receivers, but.
Yeah, but they loaded up on offense. That defense is.
Defense is rough.
It's a rough thing. I just wonder how many teams. If we all took the starting quarterbacks out, who's got the best backup quarterback with the right team that could still run things and run? And by the way, you're right. We're still probably four or five quarterbacks. And probably the NFL's got four or five teams right now going, hey, I'm not sure we got our guy. What's out there in college football? And I'm tired of everybody telling me about how good this college football is. I watch a guy at LSU. I don't see it.
I don't see with any of those guys.
Clemson guy, if he's a first-round pick, then I need to quit talking about football. I really do. If Klubnik, is that his name?
Yeah, Cade Klubnik. Yep.
Woody, he looks terrible.
Yes, he does.
And by the way, he takes off and run. He looks terrible.
Well, the number one guy they thought was going to be the next generational talent, Texas. He's not ready. He's draftable.
I think he needs another year in college.
Sure would seem that way. Remember, they were asking him before the season started. They go, any chance you come back?
Some of our friends at ESPN want to move him, like move him ahead and get your experience at the next level as the first overall pick and a slam dunk to be great. And you're like, whoa.
This has been maybe the craziest first month of NFL football I can remember. Because right now, like you were in here earlier, we were like, who's the best team? I don't know. The Chiefs look like it now, but...
No, I asked who the best team in the AFC is.
Yeah, the Chiefs look like it.
The NFC's got some good teams.
Yeah, but that's the other thing, too, over there. Like, the Eagles, I guess, are their best team, right? But they've been shaky.
But they're still...
Detroit got their doors blown off in the opener. They've looked better, but...
They got to roll in.
The Packers, remember, we thought the Packers were the best?
They
look shaky as hell.
They've lost a little bit of their...
The Chiefs looked like the Chiefs on Sunday, though. That's the scary thing, right?
I'm not drinking the... Are you drinking the 49er Kool-Aid right now?
No. But are the Chiefs back to being the class of the AFC? I don't know.
Not yet.
They sure looked a whole heck of a lot different with their receiver back. With Xavier Worthy, they made such a difference.
We might have sunk them a little too quickly.
They're going to get Rashee Rice back some point here, right?
Yes. That is coming, too, for the second half of the year.
Mahomes looked like Mahomes, and their defense looked really good again.
I don't think you have to worry about Mahomes. It's just things sometimes only quarterbacks can only do so much when nobody's blocking and nobody's open.
We were ready to bury the Chiefs a week ago.
We were, and you were. Maybe I did. I'm guilty.
But you also, it's the funny thing, like Baltimore goes from being a Super Bowl favorite to they might not make the playoffs.
Well, there's
they're in such big trouble right now.
Everybody hurt.
Yeah.
Even the quarterback is hurt. Hey, 7 o'clock hours coming up here. Yeah, we had a crazy one. And Cincinnati, who won their first two games, looks really bad with everything. And matter of fact, Woody, I didn't hear the story on it, but it looked like Ja'Marr Chase had a few words with the coach over in the thing and said, hey, what a hell of a time to on national TV to walk out to him and tell
him. Like that coach has ran his course too. They were ripping him on in the morning driving in here. Yeah.
He's on the Good Night Loretta program. Never a good program.
Hey man, it's been a rough month of the season.
Good Night Loretta.
A lot of teams out there. It's been rough.
That high school girlfriend, Good Night Loretta. I will not be seeing you again. Hey, 7 o'clock hours. We're going to be here in just a second. We want to jump right over to our man, Michael Kotze, a Choice Mortgage. A man truly has no life because he's too busy getting everybody a mortgage quickly, half the time at the big banks. And not just that, but getting you the best rates, which happen to be in the fives right now. He's got programs already set up for so many first-time home buyers. He's getting you back in the game. You know, first-time home buyers, you know, it's hard, man, getting that first home. It's hard. You're trying to get approved for a certain amount of money. You really want it. You're losing out to cash buyers and all those type of things. So Michael Kotze can get you back in the game. Self-employed, declined by the banks. He's got some great programs for you. For the senior citizens out there, you're 62 or older, he's got a great program for you to convert your home equity into money. Yeah, you know, as we get older, we stay in that house a long time and pay it off or almost pay it off. And all that equity over the years, and the family's always saying, take that money out if you need it, Mom and Dad. There's a whole bunch of it there. Well, Michael Kotze says, let me get it done for you. Let me do it quickly. Hey, a lot of different things. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, saying a lot of nice things about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. The man has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. That's what makes him gets him ahead of the ball game. He's working on Saturday and Sunday. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 30 plus years in the business, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.